thinking about it now. I love the thought that during the day, I consciously raise my awareness about how many times I accidentally use words that point me in the direction I want to avoid. I love the thought that I vigilantly trim down the use and eventually eliminate the words don't, not, and no from my daily vocabulary. I love that thought. Repeat after me, thinking about it now. I love the thought that during the day, I consciously raise my awareness about how many times I accidentally use words that point me in the direction I want to avoid. I love the thought that I vigilantly trim down the use and eventually eliminate the words don't, not, and no from my daily vocabulary. I love that thought. I love the thought that each time I hear myself saying or thinking don't, not, and no, I abruptly yet gently stop and kindly say to myself, so what do I want? I love that thought. Repeat after me. I love the thought that each time I hear myself saying or thinking don't, not, and no, I abruptly yet gently stop and kindly say to myself, so what do I want? I love that thought. Thinking about it now, I love the thought that the thoughts I judiciously accept as true officially become my beliefs. I personally love that thought. Repeat after me, thinking about it now. I love the thought that the thoughts I judiciously accept as true officially become my beliefs. I personally love that thought. Thinking about it now, I love thinking the thought that I resolutely replace my silly old disempowering beliefs with freshly encouraged beliefs. I love that I'm thinking that thought. Repeat after me. Thinking about it now. I love thinking the thought that I resolutely replace my silly old disempowering beliefs with freshly encouraged beliefs. I love that I'm thinking that thought. I love reflecting on the words of Arthur Schopenhauer. Every truth passes through three stages before it is recognized. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is opposed. And third, it is regarded as self-evident. I love that thought. Repeat after me. I love reflecting on the words of Arthur Schopenhauer. Every truth passes through three stages before it is recognized. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is opposed. And third, it is regarded as self-evident. I love that thought. I love the simplicity of the thought that a belief is a thought that I think over and over again, and the accumulation of all my thoughts splendidly make up my belief system. I love thinking that thought deeply. Repeat after me. I love the simplicity of the thought that a belief is a thought that I think over and over again, and the accumulation of all my thoughts splendidly make up my belief system. I love thinking that thought deeply. I love the thought that I experience something only if I believe it. And I firmly believe that beliefs always come first. Thinking about it now, I especially love the thought that my experiences actually authenticate my beliefs. I totally love that thought. Repeat after me. I love the thought that I experience something only if I believe it. And I firmly believe that beliefs always come first. Thinking about it now, I especially love the thought that my experiences actually authenticate my beliefs. I totally love that thought. I love my growing awareness around the thought that when I fearfully focus on what I don't like, I absolutely just get more of what I don't like. I love the thought that I'm skillfully increasing by accountability for my thinking. Repeat after me. I love my growing awareness around the thought that when I fearfully focus on what I don't like, I absolutely just get more of what I don't like. I love the thought that I'm skillfully increasing by accountability for my thinking. Thinking about it now, I zestfully love the thought that when I allow a new insight into my mind, it gets favorably tweaked instantly, and a new belief is birthed miraculously. Repeat after me, thinking about it now. I zestfully love the thought that when I allow a new insight into my mind, it gets favorably tweaked instantly, and a new belief is birthed miraculously. I love reflecting mindfully on this thought. If I limit my choices only to what I see as possible or reasonable, I disconnect myself from what I truly want, and all that is left is a compromise. I thankfully love that thought. Repeat after me. I love reflecting mindfully on this thought. If I limit my choices only to what I see as possible or reasonable, I disconnect myself from what I truly want, and all that is left is a compromise. I thankfully love that thought. I love carefully reflecting on these words from Deepak Chopra, an energetic signature represents each of our belief systems, which is unique to each of us. And the result is we are magnetically drawing our experiences to us based on our beliefs. Repeat after me. I love carefully reflecting on these words from Deepak Chopra. An energetic signature represents each of our belief systems, which is unique to each of us. And the result is we are magnetically drawing our experience to us based on our beliefs. Thinking about it now, I love the thought that whenever I meet a person worthy of modeling, I curiously ask them, what beliefs have you created that have most helped accomplish all that you have accomplished? I love the thought that I openly receive discernibly empowering insight from confidently empowered people. Repeat after me, thinking about it now. I love the thought that whenever I meet a person worthy of modeling, I curiously ask them, what beliefs have you created that have most helped accomplish all that you have accomplished? I love the thought that I openly receive discernibly empowering insight from confidently empowered people. Thinking about it right now, I love the thought that I'm focusing fiercely on what I want, and I'm investing heavily into creating the beliefs that I want, which is gladly guaranteeing me that I'm manifesting whatever I truly want. I love that thought. Repeat after me. thinking about it now. I love the thought that I'm focusing fiercely on what I want and what I'm investing heavily into. Creating the beliefs that I want, which is gladly guaranteeing me that I'm manifesting whatever I truly want. I love that thought.